Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two times for the two time, could they fake now? Three times for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hey, everybody! It is January 27th, the day after my birthday, and I'm ready to get lit. I sure hope my co-host came and brought the energy tonight. What's happening, my man?
Oh, you already know. Happy B-Day, you know what I'm saying? Happy belated, you know what I'm saying? Let's turn up. The turn up is real for this show, especially because, you know, I won't be here next weekend, you know what I'm saying, with it being Super Bowl, so I got to give it all, you know what I'm saying, let it all hang loose for tonight's show, so you're in for a treat.
Right, but you know what, for all of the new listeners, I mean, the numbers are, like, dramatically increasing by the week. It's like, oh, thank you, guys.
So dope.
But to all our new listeners, if ever we're not on the air, and it's very, very suddenly, that we are not on the air only for like major events when our show falls on like major holidays and things like that, that we don't come on the air. We have an archive of like close to 70-something shows, if not maybe more. So you can always go back to the archives and listen to the shows, you know, when you're not in, just in case there's a moment that we don't come in. But
yeah, keep yourself
let's start it out right, and let's give a shout-out to our top five countries tuning in to the show. And United States, of course, is coming in at number one. Number two, we have Republic of Korea. Number three, France.
Number two?
Four, Canada. Five, Italy. So salute to you guys for tuning in. This is like the third week I've seen Republic of Korea on there. So salute to you guys over there.
Salute, man.
I don't know what
they're
saying. Interesting, but you know what? Hey, you grab people everywhere. Salute to California, doing big numbers.
Yeah,
number one leading listeners are in California. I love California, you know. When I worked out there, you know, it's just like a whole different ball game. But it was just a place that's way too expensive to just go to and think, I can make it.
Yeah, shout out to my West Coast fam. Yeah, Cali's like New York, very expensive,
yep.
But shout out.
So how was your week?
Week was great. Just like slowly getting goals accomplished, you know what I'm saying? I'm like scratching certain goals off. I'll keep people posted. You know, I don't want to like let the cat out the bag, you know, too early or whatever, but slowly moving in the right direction as far as like just getting goals. Shout outs to my wife. I got a chance to do this like ancestry DNA. So, you know, we got on board with that. So I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing my results. I was kind of hesitant at first because I'm like, man, I don't know. I hope there's no technology behind it or nothing like that. But, you know, I really want to get down to my roots and just really truly figure out where I come from and just connect the dots. So excited about that. And then other than that, you know, like I said, just maintaining, you know what I'm saying? Just 2019, just trying to make it bigger and better. How was your week?
Man, you know, my weeks are always exciting here. So
okay.
I took a week off of social media and just kind of wrapped my head around a lot of things, got a lot of things done. I got a couple of very close people that are sick, you know, very close people to me that are sick. And you know, it just kind of took a toll on me. So I had to, you know, wrap my head around what was going on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You hustle and you grind and you just watch people, you know, slide away, slip away. And these people are very, very close to me, genuine people. And you know, I was contemplating. I was like, you know, what kind of arrangement can I make? You know, I give all this up, you know, for them to be better. So I just kind of took a break and rearranged my thoughts and got back focused on what I needed to get focused on. You know, I'm an Aquarius, so it doesn't take long.
Okay.
And so
shout out to the Aquarius. It's Aquarius season.
Big news. Are we moving back to Atlanta?
What?
You know, I told
you
when I got here after like three.
Hold on, three weeks. That's breaking news. That's breaking news. Like, you got to put the people on. You got to put me on. Like, what brought this about? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know,
share your story.
After like 3 weeks, I was like, I'm ready to go back to Atlanta. You know, I said that, but I said, I'm going to stick it out. And I want to say big shout out and salute. And I'm big on giving him his credit when credit is due. But, you know, I want to say big shout out to my youngest son, father. Like, he pulled one. Like, he played chess with me. You know what I'm saying? And,
wait, hold on.
And he won.
Okay.
So,
this is
you
dope.
Know, you won.
This is,
and not as us, but just maneuvering, you know, arguing with me and all that stuff that never works. But when you start to play the game, when you start playing chess with me, then you will see results. So, yeah, man, it was a major improvement. And you know, now I have help in Georgia, so
that's really what
I needed to have help with the kids in Georgia, because I have help here with them. So. You know, I got a little bit of help, so I don't have to slow down my grind. And that was very important. And salute to the father of the baby for coming through.
Shout out. So
you know, that played out. I'm looking right now. I'm actively looking. I know the area that I'm going to, and I just got everything situated with this house here. You know, I still got to pay for this house, so it don't go on my credit. I got that worked out. And, we'll probably be back at the top of March, man. I mean, like that.
The top of March. Wow. Well, look, you know, I would support you
I've been working
either way, but I'm happy to hear the ATS. It just seemed like, you know, ATL was you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I met you on
I'm happy to be in Orlando around my family. Like, I'm ecstatic. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But
okay.
I have to understand that I have a whole life, and I have businesses, and I have goals and dreams. And I felt like because I could move them wherever I was, that it would be okay. But
that's always good.
It's not the same. It's not the same. And I have more supporters. Get this. I have more supporters in Georgia than I do here. And this is where I'm from. So, you know, I look at the numbers for the radio show. We have more listeners in Georgia than we do here. You know, but, I mean, I planted myself in Georgia. I've been in Georgia for a very long time. So, you know, I've started the hustle in Georgia, and people, you know me and know of me there, you know, the me, you know, the lovely black. So, it's just like I need to go back where I'm comfortable, and it's just two different paces. You know what I'm saying? It's like a stick shift. You know, you come to Orlando, you in one. You know, you go to Atlanta, you in like five.
Yeah,
so,
look,
you know, it's just, you know, people don't get that. It's different.
I feel you. That's when same thing like what happened if I went back to Cleveland. You feel me? Shout out to Cleveland. Shout out to Cleveland Heights. Shout out to East Cleveland. 216. You know what I'm saying? That's where I was born and raised. But I'm you know what I'm saying? I'm a New Yorker. You know what I'm saying? I'm Brooklyn through and through now.
Right.
So if I love to go back and visit, you know what I'm saying? And Cleveland's the type of town that no matter how long you've been gone, when you come back, you feel like you never left. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm at a different pace now. You know what I'm saying? So I think you know, you're probably like
the same type of thing. And you never know. Like,
similar.
I may come back. I'm not saying that I'm leaving forever and I'm never coming
back.
Normally when I leave, I'll be like, I'm never coming back. But I have to keep that in mind. I'm not saying that I'll never come back here. I have family here. And this is where I come and wrap my head around life and get it and go.
True.
But this is a little
too
slow for me. There's not enough connections in this city for me on the level that I'm doing things on. They still moving at a slower pace and they think that they're doing something here, and it's just not really what it is. You know, it's like, oh, I've been did that, but you know, I'm excited about that. I'm super ready for that. So it's gonna cost me a little bit more money to make this move, but you know what? It makes sense in the end.
Maybe worth in a long run.
Salute to everybody that worked hard on making this happen, man, and the new people that are in my life to be supportive. And, man, that's all you can really ask for, support. So my birthday, I went and I had a good time. So I had a couple of stops for my birthday. And then I got to the first stop and it was, boom, it was a surprise. And so I ended up staying at the first spot until the next morning. Like, I was so wasted, okay? If I haven't got wasted any other time, and that was like my first drink of the year. So, you know, I didn't drink anything for the year. I haven't had sex. I haven't done any of these things. Like, you know, I'll take my mind in a different direction fast.
Yeah.
And so I drank that night, and I was around great people that made sure nothing happened to me, that made sure I didn't get out of pocket. They made sure I got extremely, extremely wasted. And had a good time and woke up untouched. And that was more than anything. So I went to the hood. I went back to the hood, you know,
went
back
to
my hood and hung out. I said, you know, like that was real different for me because I haven't been to the hood.
What's the cold Orlando? Like, what's the spot? Like, you know, what's the
Man,
you know,
I was
what,
in Pine Hills, man. I was in
Pine Hills.
Hills.
Okay, that's the hood. That's what it's called?
ever see the news, you're going to see a lot of Pine Hills.
Shout out to Pine
You're
going to
see a lot of Pine Hills. West Orange County.
Okay.
That's my stomping ground for forever. So I was in the hills for my birthday, man, and had an extremely awesome time.
Yo,
and I couldn't complain about
that. Reconnecting with the folks.
Right. I couldn't complain about that. I thought I was just stopping and going, and it was like, no, nah, man, we was eating and drinking and dancing. And
that's good, man. That's how you supposed to break it. Got another year.
And so I brought my birthday in with a bang, and then on my birthday, I was so drained, like, oh, my God, I don't want to do anything. And so I had to make a couple runs, and I came home, and I got in the bed, and we were supposed to do it again Saturday night. And I was like, maybe it's me, or maybe it's my age, but I don't think I could do this two nights in a row. So they was like, what you want to drink? I was like, shoot, some wine. Like,
yeah, let me slow up, man. I
can't do that. Or it was the Red Bull, because I was so lit, you know, drinking Red Bull with my drink. Like, it took a lot out of me. So,
gotta turn it up.
Man, I don't do it enough. I don't.
Yeah,
I'm too young.
Yeah,
I'm too young for this.
So I feel you. I feel that.
I'm too young for this. But the high 37, you know, I'm in it. I turned 37.
37. All right, that's what's up.
I have an 18-year-old son in a couple of months. So this stuff is all just hitting me like, oh my God, I'm going to have an 18-year-old. I'm 37. I'm like, I'm auntie status now. You know, you can't call me bitch. You got to be auntie.
You know what I'm saying? OG, triple OG. See?
Yeah. I'm old. Wise beyond my years. I'm OG status. So,
Yeah, man.
So it's been an awesome week, man. Awesome week. You know, I'm just praying for my people, that everybody square up and do the right thing, and that they heal and get better. And, like, that's a priority of mine to stay focused on everybody around me. So, with that being said, I'm back. You know, I'm back. I'm sorry for the people that do follow me on Instagram. I had to get out of pocket earlier this week and put up a post. I did take it down because I want people to look back at that post and see that I'm not playing no games with them. I ain't heard nothing since this. So, understand this. I'm going to say this here one time. I'm done being the bigger person, okay? So, leave me alone. I'm going to leave you alone. If you shoot me one more sub, I'm on your ass. One more sub, I'm on your ass. You can't just let people rest. Don't get brand new with me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I have to let them know. Like, I chose to walk away. So don't play no games with me. Do what you do, but leave me alone now. So,
warning shots.
You don't want me to start talking. That's not even me. That's not what I do. When it goes to somebody's personal life, I don't do that. Especially if it doesn't involve my kids, I don't do that. So let's keep it that way. And leave my name out your mouth. Warning shot. My bitch. Know that. So tonight we're talking about, how do you cut ties with an old fling? So far too often, I hear people saying, you know, oh, this person won't leave me alone, or, man, this person is crazy, or this, you know, I feel like men like crazy women, you know what I'm saying, because they do all this crazy stuff. But at what point do you say, all right, you know what, this is toxic, that, you know, I got to cut ties with this individual? No matter what it is that you have with an individual, at what point do you cut ties with an individual and say enough is enough? So we're going to dig all into this topic, because this topic can be covered on so many different brands of knowledge. You know, like, everybody has that person in their life that either has good sex, or, you know, that's allowing themselves to be used to have a place in your life, you know, for their agenda. Everybody has somebody in their life that doesn't fit, but they can't shake them at all. So, you know, what you ever had a girlfriend, you know, before your wife that you like, okay, you was just banging her, and then, you know, she wouldn't stop calling and texting, and, you know, you did it the right way and said, all right, it's done. Like, you ever been in a situation like this?
Yeah, I mean, I've had to maneuver certain ways, but, like, I pride myself on keeping good relations, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, and then all this was, like, really before the age of social media, so it's a little different now, you know what I'm saying, when you try to cut some people off because people can still follow your steps and, you know what I'm saying, and all this other other stuff. But
you ain't really had no crazy one there. So
nah,
this is
nah,
for...
You know what, cause, go, yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, because I can kind of go, yeah, go for... You go.
You can't smooth things over with these people. You can't say these people are far left with it. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
okay.
I mean, like, you know, really
God.
Far.
I haven't had nobody too crazy.
Extreme with it, right? It's not to say you don't, but it's for my brothers that got the real good sex, and they more than likely have a couple that's super attached to them that they can't shake. Give us a call, 646-787-1839. We want to talk to the brothers with the super good wood that you got these women that you can't shake at all. Like, nothing you do, you can't shake them. Not the ones that you acting like a little boy and you ain't saying nothing. You ain't saying, leave me alone. You just sitting back. You want her to text you and you think it's funny. That's little boys. So little boys don't move like that. You know, if you don't want to talk to somebody, you be like, look, I'm done. I don't want to talk. You know, and then if they keep pursuing, then, you know, that you can't even justify, man, listen, I just ain't say nothing. So it is what it is. She could have thought something happened to you. She could have thought, you know, anything. So that's you don't count. I'm talking about the fellas with the really, really good wood that got these women, got these ex-girlfriends they'd have been with, got women that you was never in a relationship with, you was just giving pipe, got baby mamas, you know what I'm saying? Like all of these above people, they got women that just won't let go, just like won't let go for nothing in the world. So let me tell you, I have a couple, right? And so, okay, I can think of one situation. This guy, you know what I'm saying, really cool guy, great job, you know, and he was like square compared to what I generally date, but he was well off. And so we talked on the phone for a minute, and then we finally linked up. So we linked up, we went and got something to eat, we went and had drinks. So in the conversation, y'all know me, y'all call me the booty rapist. In the conversation, you know, we got on to the fact of, you okay with, you know, the scrap on. Okay, awesome.
Man.
So, you know, this day, I call him my thought, right? Because anybody that you let me handle you with a scrap on or a toy or whatever, you become my bitch.
Wow.
You become my thought. You're mine now. You know, just vice versa. If you was asleep with me, you'd be like, that's my chick, you know, or whatever. That's my mine or whatever the case may be. So I feel the same way. If you let me pump your booty, you my bitch. You my thigh.
Oh, God.
So we went out for drinks, and he let me, you know what I'm saying, afterwards he let me, you know, entertain, you know, his anal canal. And so, you know, that was all fine and dandy, but, like, he was a super into it. So I understand you're a super body boy. Now, side note. In Atlanta, this is fluent. You see it a lot. In Orlando, you don't see it a lot. But a lot of these men are undercover in Orlando. I mean, a lot of them are super undercover. And therefore, the HIV rate is higher in Orlando than it is in Atlanta. Wouldn't believe that. Get me right out of here. I read that a couple weeks ago, and I said, are you kidding me? And I did my research. They have more cases here than they do there. Anyways, so he was fluent with this. He was into it. And so after I did that, you know, I answered my phone, but when I want to answer my phone. So, you know, it was just steady calling, steady messages. And then I'm like, okay, damn, I blocked your number. You found another number. You're calling from that number. I blocked that number. You found another number. Okay, what? You know, man, who you talking to? You know, like you want to get raspy. Listen, here's the thing. If I've ever played in your booty hole, you cannot swell up on me. You cannot call masculinity on me. You can't pull your masculinity on me because you're no longer masculine to me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just holding back. I'm letting you just tell this story. Go ahead.
Look, you can never, ever jump mad at me again if you ever let me play in your booty hole, ever. I'm just telling you that. So he would try to jump bad, and I would laugh like, dude, you still blow me up. I have those. You know what I'm saying? A guy went out with, and being who I am, you have more fans than not. See, the thing is, with just like with women, men know how to disguise the fact that they are fans. So most of these people that come at me, that want to take me out, that want to do things, they're fans. And that's why I don't go out, because you never know what's going on in the person's head. I'm always meeting you in public, you know, X, Y, and Z. So this one guy, he told me he was a fan, but he didn't act like a groupie. And therefore, I hung out with him. I hung out with him on several occasions. He would always spend money. He would always want to go shopping. You know, cool gentleman, right? And so we got down to the fact, though, this was like 6 months in, and we ended up dealing with each other. I knew I didn't want nothing from this man. You know, it took you 6 months to get here, and I don't want a relationship with you. I'm very keen on knowing if I want to deal with you or not. But I didn't want nothing with him, no matter how much money he had. And at that point, like, dude, the man found out where I lived, okay? And the man would ride by my house every morning at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. Every morning, same car, never fail, like clockwork. He never stopped. He never did anything. When I say every morning, this went on for a year. So I'm seeing this, you know, on my cameras, and I'm like, yeah, I've had cameras for a long time. So I see this on my cameras, and I'm like, man, I wonder who freaking car this is, right? But mind you, he had started calling too much, so he was blocked. So when I go into my block box, and I see all these calls, and then I hit him up, and then I'm like, you know, hey, how you doing, stranger, you know? And so he's like, oh, none, I want to see you, da-da-da. So I agreed to meet him somewhere. And when I met him, it hit me. This is the same fucking car that's been riding by my house for a whole year. So now I'm like, okay, how did you find out where I live?
Shit.
Right. How did you find out where I live?
Ain't no traction.
And, you know, now, you know, you're on some other stuff. So I didn't let him know that I realized that at that moment. But I moved. I moved my house. I moved on another side of town. I moved. And then he ain't here for me no more. And then I sent him a message, and I said, listen, if you find out where I live at again, I'm going to put the police on you. I know you've been riding by my house. After I got out of his sight and I moved, I said, I know you've been riding by my house for a whole year. You know, you're not stopping, and no, you just ride by for a whole year. You got to be stupid. I have a whole garage, right, a two-car garage at that. And this is the reason that I keep a two-car garage. You will never really see anybody pull up outside of my house and not pull in the garage. So I don't know what he was looking for. I really don't know, but it was one of those things that was kind of scary. And so for me, I want to say, like, I got so many stories just being who I am. So this is why I move the way I move and I live the way that I live. But, you know, my thing is, when you want to cut ties with somebody, you absolutely cut ties with somebody. You just say, you know what, I'm going to block you, and it is what it is. No matter what the outcome is, no matter what you have to go through, when you genuinely want it in your heart, you're going to cut ties from a person, right? Hence, I got up and just moved from Georgia. You know, I got a whole, you know, family that I started there, and I didn't want the pressure no more, so I got up and I moved. I didn't ask him to move. I didn't tell him I was moving. I just moved because I knew that either you're going to make a change or you're going to leave me alone. And I'm okay with either one of these at this time. But when you sit down and you give a person the option to do things to you over and over again, they will keep doing them to you. And I'm an extremist, you know. I go far left. So I want to hear some stories. Like, Smooth ain't calling yet. I wonder what Smooth's doing tonight. I want to hear some stories, 646-787-1839, of how people go through this situation, 646-787-1839. Sorry, I said it fast. how people maneuver through this. Like, you know, I was with my son and father for 7 years, right? My oldest son and father for 7 years. And when I got tired of going through the riffraff with him, and he was all I knew, he had put me on, he taught me the game, he did all of these things, I fast. And guess what? I just slowly started moving away from him. And within 3 months, I was completely gone. I had moved out of the house that, you know what I'm saying, he had helped me get, and I was just somewhere else. And I didn't talk to him for a while because I wanted him to understand, like, I'm the type of person where I'm not finna run behind you. Like, these are my children, and I'm going to take care of them. Either you're going to give me help or you're not going to give me help. If you can't give me help, then, you know, link me with your family to see if they can give me help. If they can't give me help, then, you know, deuces. That's just the way that I am. Like, I'm going to handle my business no matter what it is. So don't tell me that kids is what's keeping you tied to somebody. You know, what about the people, the women that have babies, and they don't even want the babies? They just have the babies to keep the men, and then they use the babies to keep the men around. And you got to be one, you got to be a real dumb individual to let a female play yo-yo with you like that. You got to be a real dumb female. I mean, dumb male and female. Some women, they don't have what it takes. How can you go crazy and try to keep somebody dealing with you that never gave you a relationship? You already don't require much. What do you think you're going to get out of it?
Yeah, that's, wow. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the basis.
I want somebody crazy to call me. Somebody that done did this. Somebody that goes.
I know, right? Like, I wish I had, I mean, well, I don't say I wish I had situations. I mean, I'm trying to keep it smooth.
I want somebody,
you know,
that's super crazy that's doing this right now to somebody, that you're being a toxic individual to call in. And own up to your shit. It's okay to say, you know what, I'm a toxic individual. I've done her wrong. It's okay. Own up to it. That's the only way that you're going to move forward in your life.
Well, look, let me ask you this. Have you ever been that other person? You know what I'm saying? Because it goes both ways. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
I've been toxic in somebody's life.
Yeah, like when somebody cut you off.
Okay.
Let's keep it 100.
I have.
I'll keep it 100.
I have. So
I'll keep it 100.
So me now, in this very situation, is why I walk away from something and don't look back, right? Because I can look back on this situation and be like, damn, that was crazy. But I have been that person, right? So it was a guy that I was dating, you know, very, very well-known individual. God bless the dead. He's no longer here. And I was young at the time. So, you know, him, you know, he got clout. He the man. You know, he kept me late, kept me on point. You know, woofy woof, I'm always whipping his car. Like, everybody know. You know, they know he's going to do him. But he always made them respect me. That's when men were men. You're going to respect my chick no matter what. We do. You better not ever let her find out, because if she do, I'm cutting you off. He was one of those type of dudes. Like, well, dude. And I respected that, right? And so, we was going through it. We were going through it. And we separated. And then, you know, I got with my oldest son, dad, or whatever. Then we got back together, and he really couldn't handle the situation or whatever. So, but we still was dealing. So this fool, we separated, right? Now, I would let him get away with a lot of stuff. And I did something, man. I can't even tell you what I did. I did something. I can't tell you. I can't remember what I did. But he took it to the extreme, far left. Okay. You know, he's a Scorpio, completely lost his brains, and like, oh, I'm cutting you off. No, you're not. Like, I'm not dealing with you. Like, and this man is like the man, like in the streets. He can point, and you're going to have a problem type man. And I didn't care about none of that. I'm talking about, I run up to his house, and he had to put this big gate around his house. And he's like, all right, you come to my house and bust my windows out, I got something for you. So he would let the pit bulls out in the yard, right? And I said, listen, the next time I come to your house and them pit bulls in the yard, I'm going to feed them some nasty meat. Now, try me. Let him be out there. Let him be out there. And he'd be like, if you kill my dogs, if I kill your dogs, what? You know, I'm like, I could stand at the road and throw, you know, throw shit at the window or whatever the case may be. And I just remember, like, I was just completely like, how can you cut me off about this little thing when you done did all of this stuff and you so mad about this one thing, right? And I had to learn that men can't handle it when you pull a dim on them. They can't handle that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, man, I used to give him hell, man. Blow his phone up, man. When I say blow his phone up, I'm talking about I would sit down for a whole hour and just hit redial.
Oh, shit.
And it would be
man.
To the point where I would say, I can't get through to you. Ain't nobody going to get through to you. Because if I'm still calling you, everybody else's phone going to the voicemail. On that type of time, man. And I'm like, he was like, dude, you is crazy as hell. And I said, you call yourself cut me off by something so stupid. And I done took all your shit. I better not see you with nobody. And you better not try me. Straight up. But here's the thing. The crazier I act, I can go pull up over there at 12 o'clock at night, open the door. And he will open the door. And you will let me in. But here's the thing, you would let me in. But we wasn't in a relationship no more. Now you just sleeping with me. And as women, we have to understand, when we put ourselves in that, like, the man going to still deal with us. But he not going to deal with us on no level that, like you're not going to be no lady because you acting stupid, because you demanding, because you doing all
that's
these
true.
Things. He knows he has you. So he just going to give you wood. He not going to make you special in his life. He not finna make you nobody important in his life. You're going to be a nobody. You know what I'm saying? So this was, when I say I was young, this was like 18 years ago. I can remember that. It was about 18 years ago when I dated him. He's been passed for like 10, I know. So, and after that situation, when I caught hold of myself, you know, heartbreak is a mind thing. You know that, right? Like you can really go through some heartbreak, and it can really hurt. But if you just redirect your mind, it's not going to hurt as well. You sitting in there just like, oh, this bitch done tried me. And you thinking about it constantly over and over and over again.
Yeah,
you just hurt. So you're going to hurt even more because you're thinking about it. And I took myself through that long stage of heartbreak with him. And therefore, I knew I would never do that again. Because there's certain things that I look for in a person before I even get myself to that point. Now, I'm going to try to work it out. I'm going to call. We're going to talk. You know, I'm going to be like, let's figure this out. I may not give you what you want because I'm not 100% invested. So if I'm not 100% invested, you know, I can be loyal to you. Like, I'm not sleeping with nobody else. But as far as my feelings in my heart, I love hard. I love strong. I got to be able to pull out when I see something ain't going right. So if I'm all in with the blindfolds over my eyes, I ain't going to see that. I can't see it. So why would I do it? I got to have clear vision to see everything that's going on. And I'm an Aquarius. So you're not going to really run the same lines that you run with the nobodies, your own me. You're not going to do it. It ain't going to work.
Good point.
So now when I sit back and I see people dealing with individuals that they don't want to be with, because if you wanted to be with them, you would be in a relationship with them. So just because a man sleep with you, ladies, that don't mean he want to be with you. That just mean that at that time he was horny. Or at that moment you blowing his phone up and you wanted some sex. But if that man don't give you a relationship, he don't want to be with you. That's what you got to understand. Fellas, if that woman is not calling you, women love to talk. Women sit on the phone all day and talk to their homegirls and talk to their moms and their aunties and all of that. So if she's not talking to you, she's not blowing up your phone, she don't want to talk. You ain't got her like you think you got her. She got to be blowing that phone up. What you doing? Hey, babe, what's up? Even she texting or calling or whatever the case may be. It shouldn't be, to a grown man, it shouldn't be aggravating for your lady to be texting you what you doing, how you doing, X, Y, Z, your lady, okay? So when you're not the lady and you don't have these rights and you don't have these, you don't have this power, you know what I'm saying, to do this and y'all not working on anything together, action speaks louder than words. So you have to understand that you are a fling And the thing is that women need to know their role. If you are a fling, if you somebody that's trying to bribe a man to sleep with you, you got to be some type of pathetic. Bottom line, you got to be past pathetic. If you some type of woman that's holding their kids against them to sleep with you, to be with you or to talk to you or any of that, and I see the stories on Facebook, then you got to be some type of pathetic. Oh, he going to deal with me. Oh, I did this for him. Listen, here's why your karma won't evolve, because you did these things because you was looking for something greater out of this situation. When you do something out of the kindness of your heart and you genuine, the universe will come back full circle and bless you. You won't be blessed when you're doing things for the wrong reason. You just won't.
True.
So my thing is, fellas, when you want to cut a crazy chick off, you cut her off. You can't respond to what you don't see. Why you ain't got a text messages blocked? Ain't no point to unblock her. Why you still entertaining her? Why you ain't blocked her on social media? Why you ain't did all these things? Not to do it for a response, because I'm the type of person like this. You block me, I'm going to go find something else to do. And that's just what it is. I'm far extreme. I can be focused on you, and as soon as you block me, I'm going to find something else to do. As soon as you ignore me, I'm going to find something else to do. Because I ain't going to sit down and dwell and try to figure out what's on your mind and why you're doing this right here. That's just me. You know, a lot of people not as strong as I am. Just like now, I'm moving back to Georgia single. I'm not saying that I'm going to be single for a long time when I get to Georgia, because now I'm home. I'm not saying I'm sitting down waiting on nobody to get their stuff together. What I'm saying is I'm moving back to Georgia, and I got some support now. So I'm going to be doing me.
You don't chase them, you replace them. So
that's all I do.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, and well, I would say to kind of piggyback on this whole thing, as far as, like, how do you cut someone off for good? You know, when you're dealing with, like, maybe, like, and this is in the past, you know what I'm saying? Like, once again, I'm happily married. But when you're dealing with friends with benefits, you know, the art of seduction type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, a lot of my past relationships have been flings, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of, in a way, would never let them get too deep, where it could cause a problem, it could cause a conflict, it could get negative, you know what I'm saying? I try to keep positive energy, so, you know, so when it's over, you know what I'm saying, it's over. It doesn't, because it's a thin line between love and hate, and not to say that I was in love or they was in love with me. Is a lot of times it was a lustful situation, but those emotions, if not, you know, communicated correctly, can get crazy, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm an advocate of keeping it 100, you know what I'm saying? So when you do certain things, people know, you know, the other person that you may be dealing with, they know the situation, so they can't act crazy because you let them know from jump. So, you know, that's how I always
But they can't act crazy because you can tell a chick, especially women have a problem, right, when we don't listen to men. So a man can tell us, man, listen, I don't want a relationship right now. Right?
Yeah.
And she said, okay, we just chilling. And then, you know, you vibing with them. So you cool. You know, you cooking for them. You know, you making it right for them. So he coming to your house often. He chilling. He digging in you. You know, y'all doing things. You are not paying attention that he told you that he didn't want a relationship. So you just going with the vibe and the flow, and you done put yourself in a relationship because he done told you he don't want no relationship, but he doing everything because you are giving him relationship qualities. You giving him all of the things that you would give him in a relationship, so why would he be in a relationship with you?
Well, and then, but as the other person, especially if you're in another situation, you got to know that you can't give her that much, you know what I'm saying, because then that's what she's going to expect, you know what I'm saying? So if you just keep it at 100,
you mean,
like,
they ain't got nothing to do?
What you mean? Well, I'm just saying, though, you know, like, if you chilling and, you know, y'all hanging out all like that, then of course, yeah, she's going to think that, but if y'all dealing with each other on certain terms, then there's no reason for her to get out of pocket, because These are the terms we're dealing with. But like I said, when you that's giving mixed signals, what you just said. So if I'm a guy and I'm coming over and I'm like
right,
laying up with her, you know what I'm saying? We cooking dinner together and all this other shit. That's like relationship shit. Like, nah, it ain't no relationship here. It's one thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we vibe when we vibe and that's it. But as far as this, like, you know what I'm saying? Chilling like we together, no. But like I said, so that's the mixed emotions that I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So that's where things can get crazy, like you said, because like even if I did say, all right, I'm not in a relationship, I'm not ready for a relationship, but then I'm going over to her house, I'm laying up with her. And then here's the other thing too. I always say this, especially this is why, you know, just for me, because I don't have children myself, and I'm happily married now. But even when I wasn't, I never, ever, ever wanted to really date a female with kids. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't even want to see their kids. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that I don't like kids or nothing like that. I do, but I don't want to even run that risk. You know what I'm saying? Of me getting attached to the kid or the kid getting attached to me. And because that's where this gets complicated. That's when it's just like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, you dealing with somebody and they, you know, get all close with your kids and all that. That's just going to create problems if the thing goes left. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a word to the wise. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I get down.
But when you cutting somebody off, like I dated somebody, you know what I'm saying, off and on for like 3 years, man. But, I mean, like we lived together a couple times and all kind of shit. And he was really close to my son. And when we didn't work out anymore, he cut those ties. So as I'm grown now, that, you know, when I say grown, okay, you know, every year I get growner,
mature,
right? So this was like 2 years ago, going on 2 years ago that this happened. But now that I understand, like, he had to cut ties. Or it would be complicated because he couldn't move on. He wouldn't move on with his life. Or nobody would understand, you know, his situation, you know what I'm saying, if it was that way that, you know, okay, this kid, you've been in his life, you know, since day one, but, you know, y'all not together no more, but you don't want to leave. You got some people that's ignorant and wouldn't understand it. You got some people that will understand that. So the whole point is that, you know, sometimes you have to just completely cut ties. And if the other person may not see or understand at that point, I'm a person of growth. So I may not understand you right now, but I understand, or I'll find a way to understand what you're doing later. You know what I'm saying? Like, either way it go, I'll figure it out and I'll put it all together. So I think understanding is key. But when you're cutting somebody off, and you genuinely don't want to deal with them, you cutting them off. Not saying, man, I don't deal with that person, or I cut them off, and you still dealing with that person because it's always going to hit the light. I'm a person of honesty. If you tell me what's going on and let me understand it, then that's what it is. If I ever find out that you're lying to me, I'm not dealing with you like that ever again. And that's the thing. Like, I have that power that I can still deal with you, and I still won't deal with you like that. For real. I know that flew over some people's heads. Still deal with you, but never deal with you like that. Meaning, I could be loyal to you. I could want to make sure that everything with you is right. I could be supportive of you. I could be everything to you. But if you ever cross me, especially when it comes to your word, and I find out that you are lying about something to me, I would still deal with you. But I would never, ever be that same person I was to you.
Oh, yeah, I got you. I can understand that.
I'll never be that same person.
Like something.
So your word is everything when it comes to me. So you have to learn how to deal with me. When you lie to me and I find out the truth, I move different. Just like if we going back and forth, right, about something, listen, I'm going to let you argue. I'm going to let you scream. I'm going to let you do everything. And I'm going to still be doing me. What you got to do is figure out what is it that's going to get me. You got to fight with me intellectually. You can't fight with me verbally. You can't fight with me physically because you're going to push me further away. You know what I'm saying?
You have
to fight me
intellectually. I'm a big intellectual person.
And that's why I was so proud of, you know what I'm saying, old boy, because he finally got on an intellectual level with this and said, nothing that I've done has worked. So let me try this.
And the one thing that you tried was the one thing that I had already asked you for before now. So when you did what I asked you to do already, everything that you did up until this point wrong went out of the window. You start with a fresh board. What you're going to do with this board is completely up to you. But right now, all is forgiven, and let's start here. Now, either you're going to get it together or you're going to still be the same person that you were. If you're the same person that you were, guess what? I'm thankful for what you've done, but I'm still moving, you know, I'm still moving in other direction because I'm not going to sit and pay attention to nothing that hasn't grown. You know what I'm saying? Like how you going to keep flowers in the front of your house that don't grow? You know, you don't want that. You know, don't nobody want hair on their head. You know what I'm saying? That don't nobody want a head full of hair that don't grow. You don't want nothing in your life that's not growing. Other than illness.
So, exactly.
You know, I'm open to that conversation because you did the one thing that you should have already did a year ago. You did it now. And so now it's now an intellectual battle. It's check.
Hold on.
He checkmated me.
Hold on. Okay, all right. I kind of got lost. I don't know. All right. Okay. I'm trying to figure it out.
He checkmated
me. Okay.
Oh, I'm talking it to me real to be like.
You know how
it was, and then I always say if I use my platform for negative, I have no problem with using it for positive, you know? And for the people that have been following our show for so long, you know, I used to be like, you know, oh, you know, he don't do this and he don't do that. Never would I put you in his personal life when I would talk about, you know, the things that he did not do on the show, and I would call his name and I would do all of these things. So, Darian, kudos to you. You stepped up. You did something super major. We're on a fresh board right now. He had to sit down and say, what can I do? Because she's not responding to any of this other stuff. What can I do? Maybe I'm giving him too much credit, but whatever brought him to this point to make the move that he made, it was the best move that he ever made. Now we're on a clean slate. We're starting all over.
Now
we're starting over.
Right, well,
so, in a situation like that, though, even with us having a kid together, I can cut ties. I did cut ties. I could go around and never sleep with you ever again. I'm not your groupie. I'm nobody's groupie. I'm my own groupie, matter of fact. You see what I'm saying? I love me too much to play with somebody. So, you know, I can see young girls out here, you know, acting like they can't let go, and I can see young girls out here that don't know no better, but I'm a grown woman. So I ain't going to chase nobody, not one man that don't want to be with me. You don't want to be with me? All right, deuces. That's how they go. And the craziest thing ever, I've been gone for, 3 months now? It'll be like, well, no, it's longer than that. I left in October. November, December, January. Damn, that's it? 3 months? Shit. Thought I had 5 months gone. But I've been gone for 3 months. And, you know, the craziest thing is that I hear from people in Georgia more that I'm gone than when I was there. Man,
yeah.
I think you would never leave.
Yeah.
I know who got crushes on me now. That I never knew about. I knew, you know.
Yeah,
and
that's what happened.
And it's like,
absence makes the heart grow fonder.
If you got a crush on me, you better step up. Because if I don't know, then I'm picky. I am. But if I don't know that you got
me
a crush
too.
On me, then I'm not going to be able to say yes or no. You can't fear no. So by me being single right now,
yeah.
If you got a crush on me, you got to say
fear,
I got a
no.
crush
like
on
that.
You. I done got a couple people, not granted. I mean, it's in all sincereness and not being funny. I got a couple people that stepped outside of the box and said, I got a crush on you. But you got to think, the people that step out of the box and always say that they got a crush on you, be the people that really don't have a chance at all. They're going to go for it. And the people that really have a chance, they don't say it. But if somebody that I'm peeping that's doing a little bit of extra, you know what I'm saying, doing a little bit of extra, I see you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, I'm paying attention because he seems like a very cool, well-rounded individual. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just paying attention because I'm not going to step to you at all. That's not going to happen. I'm a woman. So, you know, if you got a question on me, you got to let me know. You got to tell me because I don't know. I ain't gonna guess. And I ain't gonna be like, I see you doing this and I see you doing that. Why are you doing this? Hey, maybe you like what I say now. I don't know. But I don't know if somebody likes something and then go back a week later and then unlike it and like it again. I think you're trying to get my attention. But I see you. If you are tuning in, you know, I seen the like and unlike. So but you know, like you start to get, you know, not like now I'm away and people are like, you know, I like you, da 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 da, you know, you seem so mean. I'm mean to the people that don't need to bother me. You know, the people that bother me are your relationship goals. To me, that's a no-no for me. I don't want no parts of it. You know what I'm saying? Just because you got a little check and you got a little fame, I don't want you. I done did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that you got to bring more to the table than that. Because if you come in to the forefront with your money and your popularity, then that means that you have no intellectual force about yourself. You know, come to me, you know, with your head.
Yeah, that's
the
more
head
substance.
Is first. That's right. And the head is first. The head is the lead. So if you can't come to me with what you're going to lead with, then I'm not sure what we got going on here. Don't make me cut you off. Because I know how to cut off a fling. Like I've had so many stalkers in my life that I have disappeared from. I would change my number fast. This number right here is the longest phone number that I have had, like, in a while. I always generally change my phone number every 2 years.
Yeah, that's a woman stuff, man. Guys, we don't necessarily got to really worry about that. But y'all women, y'all be having to do that, especially when you know, have been in, you know, like a high-profile type situation. You know what I'm saying? With people who know
right.
of you.
I hated for the person that got my phone number when I got out of the freaking industry. I hated for that person.
Oh, wow, when I got out, I changed my phone number.
And so many people would be like, I hit your phone line or I hit you. That was a hotline bling. Do you understand me?
Hotline bling? All right. When you squared up, you know what I'm saying? You was like, I ain't with the life no more. I'm squaring up.
Not right. I changed my phone number. And so yeah. Even in my next relationship, like my next relationship, I'm going to change my phone number because it's about time. I won't know what it happened next. But, you know, really, this day and age, it really don't mean nothing. But it do because, let me tell you something. Right when nobody calls your phone can be dry as hell. When you're chilling with your people, a motherfucker call you out the blue. Hey, stranger. Are you freaking kidding me? At 1 o'clock in the morning, and I got a strict code. Don't call me after 10 p.m. I don't care if I'm chilling or not. But if we not like that, don't call me after 10. You'll get somebody to hit you up at 12:45. Hey, stranger. And you just got to look at who you with. Like, my phone does not ring
that,
like this if you are not around me. Oh, my God.
That,
and it's like you can't
you
even convince them that because it's like, but your phone ringing now. So it makes a lot of sense.
To what a question mark.
Right. Change your phone number. My next relationship, I'm definitely changing my phone number because I don't want anybody to feel any type of way. And I don't want nobody to be able to contact me because if you're in the past, you're in the past for a reason. And if you are current or if you are a permanent situation in my life, then, of course, I make sure you can contact me. But it's time to change this number. I get too many random messages, like very random. Like, wait, what? Okay. So, you know, you like as a woman, we will change our phone number. We will move from where we stay at. We will block our social media accounts and make sure that there ain't no private, you know, no nothing on there. We know how to cut off a tie with an old flame. It's men. I think men love the attention.
What's that?
Love the attention from women.
That?
When they're being crazy, that's why they don't cut them off. I don't think that they don't cut them off because they can't. You got to love the attention.
Yeah,
ain't nothing in this world that they got out there that they can make you deal with them. There's no root. There's no nothing. If you're dealing with them, you're dealing with them because you want to. Because anybody in their right mind, if they feel that something is on them, they going to go get it off of them. You can feel when something on you. You're going to get it off you.
Deep. You say you can feel when something on you, huh?
Yeah, you can feel when something on you.
What you mean by that? Elaborate.
You should cleanse yourself. You should cleanse yourself often anyways. You don't make a person go broke trying to put something on you. You like you can feel heaviness. You can feel like thing. You can see if something's not going right. You can see a lot of different things on you. You know, so you know you gonna have a person that's downright just ready to go all out and go broke at trying to do something to you. Then the forces will switch paths and turn back on that person. If you're spending this much money trying to do something to somebody, the forces will switch, and you will be SOL because it ain't going to be what you think it's going to be. So I think that people need to understand it's not cool. You can't say you're positive. You can't say that you pray. You can't say that you're a child of God and you bring negativity. You are a product of the devil. You're a product of evil when you're trying to bring negativity in somebody's life or you're trying to force someone to do something. You can't really put a spell on somebody to be with you that don't want to be with you. If they don't want to be with you already, then you can't. It ain't going to work because their attention has to be there.
Deep.
Yeah, it has to be there.
Yeah, this is a deep topic, especially.
What's up? Right. But there's nothing that you can do to make a person deal with you. They either want to or they don't want to. Fucking with me, you'll spend a lot of money trying to do something to me because I cleanse myself often. You know, I know
you
they
cleanse,
holding
they
holding their nuts on me.
When you cleanse,
I mean,
like,
I can't
somebody,
do that,
you know, just for the
but,
people out there.
You know,
listen.
You cleanse. No, but I can't do that. You just, it's different types of cleanses.
Okay.
But I can't say that.
You can't
then
say what?
You got somebody listening in, and then they figuring out what you're doing, and they trying to do something to counter what you're doing. So calm down.
You're playing over this show.
Yeah,
right now.
Like, you know, you just have to, look, cleanse yourself as deep
that.
As you know how to.
Okay. All right. To each his own.
That's
as far
all.
As
that's
cleanse,
all I'm saying.
Whatever
yeah.
you got to do. All right,
just cleanse yourself as deep as you can. You know, I mean, you out here walking around all of these spirits on the earth. You know, you don't know what spirits you drawing to you. You know, so on and so forth.
That is true.
Law
of attraction is real.
Super negative, man.
Right.
Law of
attraction is real. Energy is real, man. It's dope, man.
And
yeah,
being
positive
and that toxic brings positive energy.
Yeah, no, that's true. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really. I made it my business to try. You know, I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying? But I, you know, 2019, I just wanted to be a better person, just be more positive. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, and have that energy, man. So hopefully I draw positivity. You know what I'm saying? And if something's not meant to be or whatever, hopefully, you know, it doesn't come my way. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, I think that's this is an interesting topic for this day and time, you know what I'm saying, as far as like cutting people off and
I see
cleansing
too much.
What's
like
that?
I see
you
this
see too much?
I see this far too much. Like people are attached to people that they don't want to be attached to, baby. Go detach yourself from these people. Like you want to bring positivity around, and one thing that got strong is my 11 months of celibacy. Like that put me in a whole nother realm of thinking, and so now I can just go, you know, months without having sex, and it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Not that my
how
sex
so?
Drive is not high. Because it is high, but it's mind over matter. And so I put my mind over the matter at hand, and I win.
So you're saying because you wasn't in any sexual relationships, you was able to think on a higher level?
Right.
In a way, because you wasn't focused. You know, I wonder if there's something to that. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if there's something to that. You know what I'm saying? Like as far as like, you know, women, you guys have estrogen. Men have testosterone. You know what I'm saying? And as a man, when you're not, you know, I guess using your testosterone, you're not busting off, and you kind of just hold it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do feel a little different. You know what I'm saying? So, and I guess that goes the same with women. You know what I'm saying? So I always wonder, you know, it is going against the laws of nature when you just hang it out fully, like a priest
right.
or a nun. But it's something to that. You know what I'm saying? It's a reason why a priest denounces sex or a nun denounces sex to tap into something. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
once again, you're going against the laws of nature. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Like, that's something that doesn't really.
But really, though, the laws of nature, yeah, you're put here to reproduce, right? But if
okay.
you don't have the right person to reproduce with, then you're not going against the law of nature. If you
oh.
have the right person to reproduce with and you're not doing it, then you're going against the laws of nature. But that should not, like, people don't get the proper understanding. You should not be out here just trying to, you know, just do whatever, however. And I mean, I went through my phase in my life, but I grew from that. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like, you know, I have lessons that I've learned from that, you know, that I have to see. You know, but the thing is that you can't do what you feel like you want to do over what's right. So the growth period that I went through, even though I was still talking to my people, and I would be like, you know, come on, you know, but it wasn't like something that I pressed. I would say, okay, yeah, come see me. And we were at odds. So it was like, really? You want me to see you and we at odds right now? You know what I'm saying? And I really didn't mean it because I never really just, like, stayed on it for real because it was just like, yeah, I just don't know. I don't, you know, it wasn't, I don't know. If let me see, how am I going to say this? If my mind isn't into, like okay, for me, it's simple. And you have to understand how simple it is dealing with me to understand how easy it is for me to walk away. And that's why. It's simple. Don't argue. Do your part, whatever your part is, whatever we deem for your part to be, do your part in respect. Don't come in the house before the sun. Don't come in the house after the sun come up. It's simple. It's that simple. You know what I'm saying? And therefore, my tolerance is short because it's just that simple. Like, all you got to do is your
don't
part.
Come in the
whatever,
house
whatever
the
we deem your
up.
Part. Don't come in the house. You got to be in the house before
after the
sun comes up. So I'm not telling you, okay, you got a curfew to be in the house at 12 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah,
especially,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, if you a person that have to be out or if you going to the club. I don't go to the club. I'm not going to stop you from going to the club. But just know that if I do get up to go to the club, same thing. But I'm not going to be like, oh, da-da-da. Nah, I don't, you're not going to come in this house every night at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning. That's what you're not about to do. But, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying, don't ever in your life let daylight come up and you're not in this house. Like, don't do that. That's a no. You're not spending the night.
Don't,
you know, you keep side bitches in side bitches' places. You know, there's no spending the nights. Nowhere.
You're saying don't let Jesus beat you to the house before your significant other. The reason why I say that is this. This is deep. Don't lose your train of thought. But I was just thinking, Jesus, right? Son of God. You just mentioned the Son of God. You know what I'm saying? Is Jesus just a parable for the Son itself, which is the Son of God, which we revolve around, which gives us light, which gives us health, which it gives us, you know what I'm saying, so many things. So I just thought that was deep, but go ahead.
Okay. okay.
That was very deep.
So it's so simple, you know, that my tolerance is short. So, you know, you never know. I'm
yeah.
going to see what this next time. I mean, I'm just entering another chapter. Like, I literally am entering another chapter right now, and this is the beginning
of
this chapter.
So what would this be,
chapter.
ATL part two? This is ATL part two?
Did you
move from ATL
like,
before? Oh,
yeah, this is
like
ATL part three.
Part three, okay, all right.
Well, we
gonna trilogy,
say
huh?
okay. So I was there then, and then I moved back in 2014 for 6 months, and then I went back. Yeah, part three.
Okay, all right. So you,
I only left ATL
so you do go back
for
to regroup.
Six months.
So certain times you do go back to Orlando to regroup, get you know
In 2014, I came to Orlando for 6 months, and absolutely hated it and lost my mind. I went back and ever this is my second time ever leaving Atlanta in 12 years.
So you did the same thing though. Okay, so it's like a regroup.
No, it wasn't the same thing then. I was getting out of the industry then. And so I had to leave because I had to figure out what I had to do. I had to get my thoughts together. Well, regrouping, but it was definitely not the same thing. I came willingly this time. Last time was not willingly.
Oh, okay. It was just like things happen for a reason type of thing.
Yeah, like, okay, I'm out the game. I'm not making the same money. I need to figure out what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it and
next
how I'm going to approach
the exit strategy.
So that's how
okay.
Yeah, and then when I came back, I was, you know, immediately in a relationship. So you never know. It was great coming back, you know, that time. So, man, you know, you never know what's going to happen and stuff.
Got you. Well, that's what's up, man. I think the listeners and everybody is happy to see you coming back to Atlanta. Like, you know what I'm saying? Atlanta, not to knock Orlando, but when we promote our show, I like to promote that Atlanta-New York connection. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got a ring to it, you know. NYC, Orlando.
Oh yeah, ATL. But that's home. That's home, man. I tell them, you know, Orlando raised me. ATL pays me. The things that I do in Atlanta, I can't do here. You know what I'm saying? It's just not.
Yeah.
These people aren't of the mind frame of it. So the people that stuck here are gonna be stuck here. I can't do this. So, and then I got this man family that, you know, I have to take back. Like he don't treat my two kids differently. You know what I'm saying? He treats them the same, on the same level, you know, like, so
that's cool.
When I say his kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, I took this man family and disappeared. But I can't do this. It's time to go home. It's time to go bye-bye. It's a wrap. So,
that's what's up.
I'm working on it right now.
Once again,
man,
what's up?
Turn up with a trippy dude.
You said turn up?
Yeah, what's your news segment?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was about to say. So, yeah, let's get into it. So, without further ado, you know, I'm going to get into the world-famous chop-up. You know, this is my favorite part of the show. But we just chop it up on interesting topics. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get right into it. So, first off, was there anything that you saw? You know, I always like to start out with you.
Man, the biggest thing that I saw
was
the game dropped the record.
Oh,
like,
Yo, I was just about to get to that. All right, so let's get right into that. That's gonna be so. Let me set the people up, and then, you know, we can go back and forth. You know, especially since you was kind of tracking the story as well. All right, so shout out to everybody. You know, this is about to be the rap radio segment, I guess, of the world famous chopper. But so shout out to the West Coast. You know, like I said, we bigged up California earlier in the show. You know, that's like our biggest state as far as listeners in the United States, with 50% of our listeners coming from California itself. And shout out to my dude, Ye. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, Ye's been, you know, he's had a tough year. He's had an interesting year, you know, well, 2018, 2019, you know, still kind of brand new. But 2018 was highs and lows for my man, Ye. You know what I'm saying? Highs because musically I think he really got back into it with his producing. Lows because, you know, his affiliation with Trump and the whole Make America Great hat, you know what I'm saying? It's got people looking at him sideways. But I just think it's good. I like him being a maverick and just, you know, doing what he feels. So with that being said, I'm going to get to the game. But first off, you know, Snoop, you know, shout out to Snoop. I'm a big Snoop fan, you know what I'm saying? When Snoop got something to say, I got to, even if I don't agree with it, I got to just see where he's coming from because that's a dude I respect. You know, he's been the OG in the game, been through all types of trials and tribulations, celebrity, all that. So, you know, Snoop is definitely against Trump. He's not with the shits when it comes to Donald Trump. But Snoop is on that level that I'm going to hear what, even though, you know, I wouldn't call myself a you know, because that label of Trump supporter is so crazy. I'm just saying, like, I don't have no problem. I'm not saying I'm a Trump supporter, me myself, but I just don't have no problem with him being president. And at this point, he has my vote for 2020, unless something crazy, somebody comes up that just is better, but I don't see it right now. But anyway, not to go off on a tangent, but Snoop is, he ain't with the shits when it comes to Trump. You know what I'm saying? So he's just been going at Trump, and because of that, he's been going at Ye. You know what I'm saying? So I've been kind of like, Snoop on his social media. You know, he's not a fan of Kanye and everything he's doing right now. And by affiliation, shout out to Daz Dillinger, a.k.a. Bat Nigga Daz, which is one half of the Dog Pound, Snoop's cousin. Daz is another. I'm a big fan of Daz, too. You know what I'm saying? West Coast. I think he's on the West Coast. You know, he was going at Ye, too. You know what I'm saying? Had a song dissing Ye, all talk, video. You know what I'm saying? Going at Ye. And now, the game. Here we go. Now, the game hasn't really said that as far as the Trump, the Snoop and Daz situation against Ye comes from the whole Trump thing. Game is a whole other subject. You know what I'm saying? And Game, shout out to Game. Just to set this up, you know, I've been following Game since he, you know, was with G Unit, you know what I'm saying? And he really brought that West Coast flavor back. You know what I'm saying? You know anything about the Game and his music? He's like the name dropper. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how he made his career. He would just name drop Dr. Dre, N.W.A., all the West Coast legends in his music to get it popping, you know, let you know what he's repping. So anyway, so it comes out that Game, I think, not only had relations with Kim Kardashian, but I think even Khloe Kardashian, too. So he, like, ran through and what's got everybody kind of like, you know, kind of up in arms was Game's working on a new album. Shout out to 21 Savage. I think, you know, I saw something with him and 21 Savage working on a new joint. And he's in the studio. When Game locks in, you know what I'm saying? He gets in. You know what I'm saying? You know, a new Game album is coming. So, long story short, I kind of wrote down his lyrics that's got everybody talking. So here it is. I mean, I'm not going to sound as good as Game when I say it, but so he says, I held Kim Kardashian by the throat, nigga. I made her swallow my kids until she choked, nigga. I should apologize because yay, my folks, nigga. This for all my vice lords and folks, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Like, Game, you know what I'm saying? Like, he playing with fire. He knew that lyric was going to start some shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I was just saying, it's like the dark side, you know what I'm saying? Like, he knew it. Like, he just couldn't resist it. You know what I'm saying? So,
but listen, you know, at the end of the day, my whole point is Game is a manly man. So, right. You know, like, you're going to have some people, like, Ye had people accepting his marriage to Kim. And then when you started going out here politicking with Trump, you got to think about this. When Obama was in office, right, you know, her mama, what the bitch mama name is? I don't follow these fuckers. What's Kim mama name?
Oh, Chris Jenner.
Yeah, Chris. Chris made a comment, like, talking about Obama lives in the White House and Kim's house is bigger than the White House, so who's winning? Like, her show didn't last long. You know what I'm saying? For you to have all that money, your show didn't last long. You know, she had the weak-ass talk show. So you really wasn't fans of Obama, right? So when you look at what the fuck is going on, they are supporters of Trump because you going to the White House, you talking about, I'm working with this man for people, but you are Trump supporters, okay? Because Trump is what's who's keeping money in your pocket. So there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt that Kanye is a Trump supporter, but Kim isn't. They're just silent about their political stance.
They're highly Trump supporters.
So that made them targets. Now, they gave you a pass because of your lifestyle. We've all had lifestyles, but yours is publicized. And they gave you a pass and they let you rest with ye. But then when you come right here talking about you Trump supporting and Uncle Snoop don't like Trump, none of them like Trump. So you made yourself a target. You made yourself a target. All of these things, like, it's even worse because, like, for me, I was like, okay, we all been in relationships, right, that didn't work. But there's a publicized. I mean, you got these little girls, they go to the club, and every 2 months they got a different boo, right? And that's just how life works because, you know, if it don't work, you're moving on. Kim was publicized. So not only out of all of the relationships she had publicly, she was getting mudded out behind the scenes before she even made it. You know what I'm saying? You get mudded out on a body tip at that.
She
got bodies for free.
She was like,
you know what I'm saying?
But that's
a whole other situation.
She was getting the bodies like dudes be catching bodies. You know what I'm saying? She was just like, yo.
She was catching her body. So you got a pass, and now that pass has been revoked. So now we all know that you choked on the game's kid. And y'all are sisters, and y'all just keep fucking behind each other. Because game ain't the first one that y'all don't fuck behind each other. Let's keep it on. So this is just saying, like, listen, the color of your skin in a little paper can make people idolize who you are, but yet, you know, you can deal with a black woman that has nowhere near that amount of money, and she going to get muddied and talked about and everything like that. But yet you allow these people to become billionaires. Billionaires. They can do what they want to do, but that's how they get down in California. I love California. Salute to California. They go hard in California.
They keep it 100.
Yeah, like none of that matters to them out there. They look at it on a different standpoint. But Kim made herself a target. I used to love Kris Jenner because she was a boss. When she talked about Obama, you lost me right there. It was a done deal. But my thing is, you got away, you got passes, you made yourself a target yet again, and now you goggling kids. And goggling kids is a choice. So, you know, you got to understand that you free will gargle his kids like mouthwash.
Line,
like, you know.
He's got everybody.
So,
you know, and that's it. You know, it's the rap game is like Game of Thrones. You watch Game of Thrones? It's a good show. It's on HBO. It's a very good show. Like, I definitely,
I can't wait for the whole song to come out. I'm a game fan. You know what I'm saying? And I will continue to be a game fan. And I can't wait for the album to drop because he dropping heat, man. His last album was straight fire. So,
I'm talking rap radio.
I can't wait.
Look at this. Okay. I'm talking about.
Yeah, like you talking about. You talking about rappers? Yeah, I'm going to listen to it. Now, you talking about the Soulja Boy, Draco, Lil Uzi Booty, and all those people. I don't listen to those people. I don't know what they say. I don't rap, clap, skip to. I don't know none of that. Now, but you talking about OG music? Yeah. Yeah, I'm with
it. All right. So
what you got
speaking of now. All right, so speaking of now, this is an interesting topic. So like you said, I kind of flourish on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I don't be doing too much. You know, I try to keep it positive. I use it as a networking tool. And I love Twitter. But I'm going to be honest, man. I was surprised, yo. I got blocked. I got blocked the other day. I got blocked. So let me just, I'm going to tell you the story. So, I be networking. You know what I'm saying? And shout out. I got to get back into my, you know, highlight the top 10 starlets in the game. And shout out to the NBA Awards that's going on right now. And because, you know, I really want to do something.
You got 4 minutes just to let you know.
4 minutes. Okay. Oh, real quick. All right. So let me just do this in a quick minute. So I'm gonna still shout her out, even though she blocked me. I don't know why she blocked me. Well, I think I do know. But the dreaded porn star. Her name is Julie K. So real quick. So I don't know if you're familiar with her, anybody out there. I would love for her to come on the show and maybe, you know, give her whatever. But
what's
anyway,
her name?
So Julie K. Julie K. She has dread. So real quick, I'm knowing that for a minute. So she got in the game. She was a little chubby at first, and then she, like, slimmed up, and she had, like, a perm, and then she got dreads, and she slimmed up, and she slimmed up nice, you know, got some tattoos. She reminds me kind of like a Lisa Bonet or whatever, right? So I think this was on, she had tweeted out, like, oh, I'm about to have plastic surgery, you know what I'm saying, going into the new year, I'm about to just do this and do this. So me, myself, I hopped in the comments, and I said something like, you know, the shake of my head emoji, where you just, like, you know, you got the hand in front of your face, and you're like, oh, don't do it. So I put that, and then I put, foot. I said, please don't. You're naturally beautiful. Remember, there's no turning back. So all I'm doing is just, I'm just trying to give some advice. You know what I'm saying? Some sage advice. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want a little Kim situation, especially when I see the person just develop naturally. And I guess because she's been in her time to, like, wow, I want to do this plastic surgery. And if anybody comes in here with saying something different, block. So I just thought that was interesting. I would love to.
Well, her self esteem is not in check. So, you know, she doesn't see what everybody else sees. So there's an issue. Like I was telling somebody today, like these women that run to get plastic surgery, they want the attention because you think something is going to come out of this attention. Let me tell you something. I built my name for who I am. Okay. Yeah. I had a big booty. Yeah. I had a small stomach. Yeah. I had no waist. I'm this, I'm that. I still built my attention based on what I wanted to be. You're not going to do nothing but get the same type of dudes you've been getting times 10. When you want to get wiped up, you have to become wife material. If you are not wife material, you are not going to get wiped up. And if you are looking for 15 minutes of fame, then what is the whole point to find 15 minutes of fame if you are not looking to make a change and do a career thing about the fame that you have? All of that cutting on your body, it ain't going to work. Listen, I still got a big booty. I still got wide hips. I still got this size. I have lost majority, all of my weight, and I have a little pudge in the front of me because I've had 3 C-sections. Now, understand this. That does not stop nothing. Because if you would understand the people that I'm curving right now to this day, these are your relationship goals. But I already know that it ain't nothing that's going to come about this situation with me and them. So I choose to go the other way. The people that I look the other way to are your relationship goals. So keep in mind, man, be happy with who you are. Nothing that you can do to your body is going to make somebody come and wipe you up faster. Nothing that you do to your body is going to make somebody say, oh, let's just make her a star, if you don't have the head to go with it.
My whole part is this, too. And, like, you know, I'm not against plastic surgery or like that. I mean, I am, but it's just when you really need it. Like, if certain people, like, okay, it can enhance them. But when it's, when somebody really does something to make their body naturally beautiful and there's really nothing wrong, like, I just, man, if I could, like, try my best to just give you some advice and talk. I'm not going to speak my mind. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. Well, how much time we got left? We gotta do our like a quick.
We have 3 minutes left, so I'm gonna tell you guys to make sure you follow me on Instagram. That's the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one. HENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK number one. All on S is in Sam, B is in boy, A is in Apple, N is in Nancy, B is in David, D is in David, Lima Charlie. SBND LLC. Also, check out our kids' website, SBNDKids.com. And we have 3 books in the chambers officially. By the time I finish this moving situation, everybody's going to be in position on go. So you're going to have some heat by the summer coming out. Super excited about that. I don't even have to write anymore. I am done writing. So no more writer's
block.
right. It's gonna be funky fresh. So we got three new books in the chambers that are coming out for you guys, and definitely check us out here Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now we all know that next weekend is a holiday. I know that you guys are gonna be tuning in to us, but if at any time next week after Sunday you want to come in and check out the archives, feel free to do so. We won't be here. It's a holiday, okay?
It's
so check us out Sunday after that. Mo, close out the show.
Yeah, so definitely, yeah, check us out 2 weeks from now. We'll be back live and direct. Be on the lookout for the retweet. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to tweet out tonight's show. I'm going to put somebody on, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, log on and listen. Definitely follow me on Twitter. Like I said, that's where I flourish. Talk to me, I talk back. That's going to be MOBINNS. Also, if you would like to be on the show, get at me. Email me, you know, MOBINNS at Gmail. And on Instagram, be one of my early followers. And Instagram is the same, MOBINNS. You know how we do, man. We keep it real, real talk every Sunday night. We're going to give it to you raw, direct, real conversations, real people talking about real shit.
Salute to the new listeners, man, the new downloads, man. You guys are doing numbers every single week with brand new downloads. Thank you to everybody that's tuning in and telling a friend and telling a friend, because you guys are coming in numbers. I can't believe the numbers that are coming in right now. It's simply amazing. We went from doing we've quadrupled the numbers on a weekly basis, and God, man, I just can't say anything but thank you guys for tuning in.
That's what's up.
Peace out. 2 weeks from now, next Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to make it real spicy. See you guys in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Happy Super Bowl.
All right, everybody be safe. Yeah, yeah.
Peace.
I'm going to take that. Remember, I told you.